Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I have to say that I moved, I guess, at the right time in my life, and I moved to what I still believe to be, and I hope I always do, a very special place. I can tell you that because there are very few things, aside from friends and family, that I miss. I love being here. But this morning, I want to tell you about one thing that I do miss. And it's a simple thing, but I miss it nonetheless. From little on, and I mean little on, and I believe I got this from my mother, I was always just taken up with watching thunderstorms build and come towards the farm. Now, you're probably wondering, well, how can you miss that? We have them here. But the thing is that if you look at it, most of us, we all live in the woods. I mean, by the time the storm gets there, it's right there. Okay, you can't see it coming. All right? So that is something that you miss. Unless you put yourself out in a large field or you put yourself on a lake, either on the ice or in a boat, you can't watch these things the way that I watched them as a child. And I can remember sitting in the front yard, on the bank in the front yard, and just watching the magnificence and the strength and the power of this build and literally come right at you. Now, probably most little ones would be afraid. I wasn't, because Mom was always there. Mom was always watching, and when it got to that point where it was time, she would shuffle us all off into the basement and get us into the southwest corner, because you know most of those storms came out of the southwest, so you didn't want to be on the northeast corner of the house in case something happened. All of it was planned out. We had our places where we went for protection during the storm passing. Now, the reason why I say I got that from my mother is that my mother was always very curious about the same thing, and one such storm almost to the point of injury or worse, but she got us all in the basement and had to take one more look. And she opened up the back door of the house and literally was almost pulled into the yard. It was a devastating storm. It was a tornado. She managed to get the door shut, and that's the most scared I've seen my mother. She came running downstairs and huddled with us and didn't move until after that storm passed. That was one that I remember very well. In that particular storm, the house suffered minor damage. It uprooted my favorite tree for climbing. I remember that so vividly, this great big tree, because if I wasn't standing on the ground, I was in a tree. And it took out that tree, and it took every single door off the barn and the shed and threw it up on the pasture hill like you would take a deck of cards and reel it out. And we would spend a day going up with a hay wagon collecting these things, and if they were still in one piece, we'd rehang them. Now, that didn't happen a lot. As a matter of fact, in all the years that I lived there, I can remember storms like that intense, just twice. But the thunderstorms would roll through. Now, while I got to sit and watch it come, my older brothers and sisters, my father and my mother, they had all different plans. Because in watching the approaching storm, they were seeing to other things. They were seeing to the cattle, the livestock. They were seeing to get equipment stored. In the summertime, baling hay is what you do. And hay that's rained on has less value. So when you saw that coming and you were baling hay, you made every effort to make sure that you got as much of it in the barn dry as you could, scrambling to push that last load, even unloaded, but push it into the hay barn and close the doors. There was always something to be done. There was a sense, there was an intensity about preparing for the storm. Didn't lay back. Only the little ones got to watch it come. The rest had things that needed to be done. And the storm would move in, and then the storm would move out. You know, a funny thing about those storms is they usually came right when we needed them. I can remember things so dry that the corn, as high as my head, the leaves would curl up to the point where they looked like spikes coming out of the stalk. And yet by the time the storm went through and dropped its rain, all the leaves were open to catch the water. Everything smelled fresh when the storm went through. The air was clean. It was a wonderful, wonderful smell. Things slowed down a little bit on the farm because obviously there was less things to do. You couldn't do field work. So until the ground then got firm enough, you tended to other things. But everything was renewed through this violent storm. Everything was renewed. Life was given. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus is telling of a storm. He is telling what is coming. And he is telling of his second coming within that storm. Now I wondered, why did he explain this to his disciples? And what benefit they perceived from it? They were signs to let us know when this would happen. They were signs not to be afraid, but to have that heightened awareness that there are things still to be done. The scripture tells us not to be lackadaisical, not to be senseless, but to be active, to be working, for the gospel and the message that Christ bring, that these days would take care of themselves even though they could see the storm build in front of them. Knowing that in Christ Jesus, the storm would pass and there would be life. The scripture says, this has been fun now, this is important. The scripture says, this generation will not pass away and all these things will take place. Well, to us, a generation is about 40 to 60 years. There have been many generations that have went past. In text study, we work that word over really well. Okay, we found it in the Greek. It can mean not generation, but race. We found it in the Greek that it can mean also creation. That this creation will not pass away before all these things take place. But to be alert, to watch. And so we wait. These things also happen in our lives in a much smaller way. We can have personal storms that build and confront us. It can be storms that deal with physical health, mental health, money, family troubles, addiction. And these storms build. And yet, within this, Christ is present. Christ is there. He is there through the storm, and he is there after the storm. You know, it's kind of odd that in the beginning of Advent that Jesus tells of an apocalyptic story, and we start that in our journey, awaiting again to celebrate the newborn Christ. But Jesus is in all of this. Just as he came as a baby, but also Lord of all, he comes to us in our storm. He comes to us in our darkness. He promises to be there to bring us through it. Even at the end of time, he is there. And in his great sacrifice, we can look up, we can be counted with Christ and know that our sins are forgiven. Storms happen every day. Sometimes they're white. They build in front of us. And we prepare for them, and we work through them, knowing that in and through and beyond, Christ is there. We wait patiently for that second coming. We wait with great anticipation to celebrate his birth again, always knowing that through it all, Jesus is there. And remember, past the storm, there again is life. Amen.